Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The family of one of the stars of this year's Late Late Toy Show says they've been bowled over by the public support since last Friday's programme. Separately, Father Christmas, Santa Claus, is warning children to hurry up with their lists with just over 3 weeks left to the day. Sive Lonergan and Santa Claus were among the special guests as Temple Street Children's Hospital turned on their Christmas lights within the past few minutes. And our reporter Barry Lenehan is there. Ho, 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 Barry.
Yes, ho, 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 Cormac, the 1st of December, so time to spread some festive cheer. And I'm speaking to you this evening from the corridors here in Temple Street Children's Hospital. Within the past few minutes, the Christmas lights, as you say, low energy lights, they've been turned on here, marking the festive season, turned on by Temple Street, by Children's Health Ireland. Some special guests, Father Christmas here, over 200 people gathering for the special moment, rugby star Jamie Heaslip, but the star of the show, Sive Lonergan, who you'll recall from Friday's Late Late Toy Show, a patient here singing her own song, Raining Rainbows, wowing the massive audience on Friday night, a song she composed with her music therapist here, Alison Sweeney. They sang it here as well for the crowds that amassed for this special occasion. Her father, Kenny, her mother, Orla, in attendance as well. And after they wooed the crowd and turned on the lights, I caught up with the Lonergans and with Alison to reflect on what has been a manic week.
Everything's changing so fast. 7 years ago now, where it all started.
Alison's here, and Dad's here, and Mum's here.
And Alison's very special.
Yeah.
Why so?
Because she's the best person in the world.
How proud are you right now?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we're all so proud of Sive here in CHI Temple Street. Literally, we were watching from home and her team here were just absolutely beaming for her. And we knew that she would be shining on the Late Late Toy Show. And she proved us right. She's just an incredible young person.
What has the last week been like, Kenny, since the appearance of the Late Late Show?
It's fantastic. Beyond what the doctors do. Like, when we came here, we were told she'd be doing music therapy. And to us, we didn't have a clue what would that be like, you know. But from the first day she met Alison, like, every day after that, her recovery got better. Because it was something outside of hospital. I read a thing once of, like, give someone the gift of music. Like, and really, like, Alison has done it here with her. Like, you can see it in her. Like, she loves it. Like, it really brings her on every day. Like, it just... She didn't want to get out of bed. Alison had walked down the hallway, so I would hop out of bed. It was great. Like we were brought to tears on Dean times in here, watching her singing. And
with her friends too as well.
And her friends, yeah. You know, but that's the character she has.
And you have spoken how the hospital was very charitable towards yourself and the family too.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Like when we came up here, we knew nobody, like, and we're from Tremor and come to Dublin, like, especially me. Like, I hated it for a week, but after, it's like a home here after that. Like, you know, we were so welcome here. When we got home, we were like, we were missing people.
And the doctor as well, who said, just put a few pounds in the charity box. I know you don't have it at the moment, but we'll help Sive get through here for now.
Yeah, that was some years ago. That was an osteopath. You know, he was working with her for 4 months. You know, he was doing cranium sacrum. But yeah, people, like, even during the summer when I had to close my business and all was out of work, like, my sister set up a GoFundMe. And everyone, like, you just, it was overwhelming. Like, we couldn't believe the first two nights what people were giving to it, like, to help us, like.
And what was Ryan Tuberty like?
He was very nice, but when I went in for an audition, he scared me behind the curtain. Kind of got me after that.
Ryan, he only came back to work today. I only saw him today. So he was very, very tired after the toy show. Were you as tired? I think you've had lots of energy since.
Probably.
You're going back to meet him again tomorrow?
Yeah, for the Late Late Show.
But she's embraced it, like. She's decided she doesn't want to be famous.
No.
You don't want to be famous?
I do want to be famous.
Disneyland and how it might work with the treatment going forward.
Yeah, so we're going to wait till she's solid, till the brace and hopefully the splint is off her. We're just going to wait and see how she feels, you know, so she can enjoy it.
I thought this was going to be a bad time, but it was probably one of the best times I ever had. So sometimes even though hospital can be bad, it's definitely very fun.
Sive Lonergan there and her parents. And one of the ambassadors here for the hospital is former rugby star Jamie Heaslip.
Things going on in here that put a lot of stuff in perspective. And then you got to meet the parents as well. And literally just met a fellow there from Cork who kind of things went sideways for his for 4-year-old daughter there, who my daughter's four as well. So you see what real life, what's important. And then you see the amazing support. It's really impressive. But none of it could be done without, you know, the work that CAHI do. It's quite
great
humbling.
Energy out there as well.
It's brilliant. I mean, you met the superstar. Well, you were talking to her already, Sive, and she was singing away. She was controlling the show there for a good while. And then Sarah Jane, who helped me turn on the lights with Santa as well. Santa, I think, got lost. He dropped his deers off in Phoenix Park and he got lost on the way here. He had to get the help from the guards to get here through evening traffic, which is pretty normal for most people in Dublin. So it was great to see all that and the family that are here and just the support and asking them all, like, you know, a lot of them are staying here, their kids here a long time, some of their kids are going to be here for Christmas, and just trying to make that stay a little bit easier.
Be remiss of me, obviously Christmas for a lot of people means big interprovincial derbies. Yeah. One on Saturday, Leinster against Ulster.
Oh, I think you have the two top Irish sides going at it. I definitely think Leinster are probably the ones with the target on their back, but you know, Ulster came down last season and won in back of the RDS, so that they won't be too worried about that.
You're on the fence.
Well, yeah, well, if you ask me who I want to win, I want Leinster to win. I will never. Who do I think win? I think Leinster will win.
There you go. You and Jamie Heaslip talking shock, but it's back to business. You both mentioned Santa Claus there, Barry. Did you manage to have a word with him?
Well, my sources in the North Pole telling me that both yourself and Sarah could be getting a lump of coal this Christmas due to some of the hard questions you ask. Now, Santa declined to comment. He was in too much of a rush. He used to make those toys, but at a statement just to hand from Lapland, they didn't add whether you might get a lump of coal, but they are urging people to get those lists in now, the 1st of December, the big day, just over 3 weeks away.
We better start writing. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.